Ryan Drago, you had a qualifying match for the vacated Central States title against Dan Walsh. It looked like you had the upper hand early. You had him off balance, but he came back and was able to defeat you.
Unfortunately, Retro Rick, you are correct. And as the old saying goes, a broken clock is right on both two occasions within the confines of a day. So there's something else you are right about. Yes, Dan Walsh did defeat me. But yes, I did also have him off balance. The problem, the failing on my part, and it is my failing, my personal failing, is that I applied a rather tricky hook, a submission hold, to the layman, and unfortunately, while I was applying adequate pressure to his carotid artery to cause him to lose consciousness, I did expose my back to the mat. And Dan Walsh, being a questionable individual, a man of, shall we say, moral turpitude, took advantage of this. He grabbed the hold of my well-earned fur belt. I don't know if you're aware of that. I actually took that from a leopard, which I fought. I did defeat this leopard in gentlemanly combat.
I believe that. We've seen you fight the bear. We've seen the video.
Yes, I still have that beret. However, poor planning on my part does not necessarily necessitate, I apologize for my misspeaking, an emergency. Dan Walsh and I will cross swords again. And the next time we do, I assure you, it will be he who finds himself on his back, not I.